Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We've heard it before, but just to refresh your memory, back in 20—this wasn't long ago at all. It was just this past fall, actually. Cliff Kingsbury on Kyler Murray when Texas Tech was getting ready to play Oklahoma.
Yeah, Kyler is, I mean, he's a freak, man. Purdy's a really good young player, and he's going to be a tremendous player, but Kyler is a freak, and I've followed him since he was a sophomore in high school, and just think the world of him and what he can do on a football field, and I've never seen one better in high school, and he's starting to show it now at the college level, and I mean, I don't have enough good things to say about him. He's phenomenal. I've watched him, like I said, since he was a sophomore. I've never seen him have a poor outing, not one, which at quarterbacks it's impossible to do, but he's done it, and I don't know, I'd take him with the first pick of the draft if I could. I know he's signed up to play baseball, but he is a dominant football player, and I would take him with the first pick.
And Cliff Kingsbury does have the first pick now, he and the Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah, he also has a quarterback they just took not long ago.
Josh Rosen. Mm-hmm. So the question for them is recommit to that quarterback they just took and invested a year in, although Kingsbury didn't invest that year, I guess. The franchise as a whole did. Or do they go with Kyler Murray, who a lot of people believe they will go after? And that's the first question. Do you basically, I don't want to say waste a year of Josh Rosen, but the Cardinals, do they take that year they invested in that quarterback and say, no, we much prefer this guy over here?
Well, if you have what changes everything is is the head coach and the system and everything that mm-hmm. he wants to do. It's obviously not his guy in Josh Rosen, right? And Kyler Murray would be his guy. I don't think they're going to take Bosa. I don't think they're going to take Quinnen Williams. I don't think they'll take somebody like that. It when you glowingly speak about someone like that on the record and you have a system in which you feel like he fits, then you're probably going
to
take him.
Makes
now,
sense
that's
to
the
take
first
that guy.
Shoe. The yes. second is, then what do you do with Rosen? Is it draft day trade? And what is to be asked of him in terms of the return? First round picks in the future, a bunch of picks. I mean, it's going to be a major haul, one would think. And then also, what kind of team goes after Rosen? And I think this is where the ripple effect comes in.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a San Diego Chargers where you come in for a couple years and then you'll be the starter?
New or England is this, Patriots, maybe?
Exactly. Dare I say Pittsburgh Steelers, but I don't think that they would do that. You think Ben was mad when they took Mason Rudolph.
Yeah, just wait till they take another quarterback.
Or is it a team that says, we need a quarterback to walk in and play right now? It's interesting to
I think
try
it can
to
be,
identify the market for Rosen.
I think because Rosen has a year under his belt, it could be either one of those two, but it makes more sense for him to go somewhere where he can develop for another year or two under a veteran quarterback.
Who's willing to help him.
Right. Now, is one of those teams willing to spend a future first-round pick, multiple high-round picks maybe, to get that guy? That's the question.
They're going to have to. That's going to be the price of doing business.
You really think it would take that much?
It would take at least a first-round pick.
Okay, so if you're like the Patriots.
I don't mm-hmm. think it'll take multiple first-round picks,
right.
but I think it'll take one and then
a couple of other high-rounders.
Yes.
Like a second and a fourth,
but that's
a
why
couple
you,
of thirds.
You go to the usual suspects, and they're good teams. Well, the Packers didn't make the playoffs, right? But the Saints did.
Mm-hmm.
Patriots did. Obviously.
But look at all those quarterbacks. Everyone that we're profiling, that same thing is happening right here in Pittsburgh, right? They
yeah.
have an aging quarterback, but you don't even discuss it if you're the Pittsburgh Steelers. But that's don't you get
but
into
they that's because they just drafted a guy.
Exactly.
That's the only reason.
And that feeds back on the Twitter poll
this
that we put
exactly
out an hour
where
ago.
It is.
Which is, which quarterback do you expect will have, let me make sure I'm wording it correctly, which quarterback will have a better NFL career? Will it be Josh Rosen or Mason Rudolph?
And then doesn't that scream to that Mason Rudolph needs to be the Steelers' succession plan? Much like if a team is going to go ahead and trade for, let's say the Chargers, or let's say the Saints,
mm-hmm.
let's say someone like that, or the Packers, if their succession plan is Josh Rosen, shouldn't the Steelers be, and they don't need to like tell everybody what it is, but shouldn't they be more in the grooming stage of what the backup is and maybe get him more reps? Maybe.
Oh, yeah. Mason Rudolph has to be the clear-cut number two this
yes.
year.
Yes.
And he's got to get legitimate. I mean, he's got to be that quarterback. Like last preseason, it was Josh Dobbs taking three quarters of the snaps. It's got to be Mason Rudolph this year so you can actually start to get some kind of NFL evaluation on the kid.
Or if the Giants pass on a quarterback and don't take. And I think that. I honestly think here's where the. Okay, get it ready. Old takes exposed or whatever. I think the Duke quarterback will be the best player taken in this draft. I think he'll end up having the best NFL career of anybody in this draft.
Well, and his stock has started to rise, and you have seen more teams, it looks like, and mock drafts are mock drafts. You can take a certain amount from them, but there's also a giant grain of salt there.
So I think the Giants are going to take him.
So the question becomes now, how does the Kyler Murray pick at number one, if that's what Arizona does, how does the trickle-down effect, and maybe even the quarterback effect, even though it might not directly impact right. the Steelers because they're not taking a quarterback this year, how it impacts what they do at 20 or whether or not they trade up into maybe 10, 11, 12 to try – not 11, it's Cincinnati.
Because there is
there,
a huge quarterback effect.
Because there's also –
It doesn't hit the Steelers.
And a huge defensive player effect as well, and what that means for one of the Devons perhaps getting to Pittsburgh. Gotten into a discussion here about Kyler Murray. Arizona, if they decide to take him at one, how does that affect what the Steelers do? If they decide not to take Kyler Murray with the first overall pick, as some people still think maybe they swerve us all and go Nick Bosa at number one, how does that affect what the Steelers do? I think the way to look at this now is the quarterback question in particular. Because if Kyler Murray goes one, you'd think that Dwayne Haskins then most likely goes off the board to the Giants at number six.
I wonder if Daniel Jones will go to the Giants.
That's a possibility, and that would kick Haskins down into, what, the Miami Dolphins territory, right? Or the Denver Broncos, somewhere in that 10 to 13 range. But what it means, if you get a lot of quarterbacks going early, and maybe even a couple of offensive linemen in the top 12, that means fewer defensive players. It means there's a chance that a Devin White slides down a little farther. And if Devin White slides down a little farther, that means Devin Bush slides down a little farther. And now there's potential that the Steelers either don't have to trade up at all or don't have to trade that, you know, more than a couple picks up.
All right, the guy from Michigan will be there longer than the guy from LSU.
Yes.
Okay. So let's put a percentage chance on one of them being there at 20 overall and the Steelers get what they want and don't have to give up anything. I'd say it's a 10% chance at best.
I'd say, yeah, less than 5%. It seems like both of these guys are ticketed for... It seems like Devin White from LSU is ticketed for the top 10, and Devin Bush is ticketed for the top 15. That's what it seems like now. But if you get the quarterback,
there could be a slide in so that you don't have to necessarily give up as much as you initially thought. That could be the Steelers' victory.
And that would happen if you get a run on quarterbacks, which... Again, Arizona taking Kyler Murray, you would think, encourages that to happen. Again, whether it's the Giants taking a quarterback, and then all of a sudden the Dolphins and the Broncos feeling like they've got to get their quarterback as well, whether it be Jones, whether it be Locke, whether it be Haskins, whoever it is, you start piling up the quarterbacks earlier than some people have expected. That means more defensive players sliding farther down the board, and again, something good happening for the Steelers at 20, or, again, they don't have to trade as far up.
Yeah, this trickle-down is interesting to see how it'll play. Then the worst case scenario is it plays out as it's supposed to.
Yes.
You know, and then the Steelers have to give up what people thought they would have to give up to trade all the way down to probably Denver's pick.
Worst case scenario would be, let's say, Quinnen Williams goes number one overall. And yes, I realize the Steelers aren't interested in defensive linemen in the first round, but then Bosa goes two, and then all of a sudden there's a run on defensive impact players. Josh Allen goes. And then maybe Devin White goes top five. And then all of a sudden, you've got a team somewhere in that 6 to 10 range. Maybe it's the Bills. Maybe it's the Broncos. Maybe it's the Bengals who jumps on Devin Bush. And you don't even have a chance to trade up to get one of those guys.
And then the Steelers take Daniel Jones or Kyler Murray. And then Ben quits. Or Ben, like I said yesterday, or if they take Daniel Jones, the Steelers do.
Come on.
Ben Roethlisberger signs a 72-year extension at $2 a year.
I just, you know, I really want to be the first guy that plays when he's 100.
And that $2 cap hit's going to kill him in 2056.
I wanted to do this for the team and for my guys.
I can't wait for the surprise pick at number four.
That's part of it. But if you're a Steelers fan, what are you rooting for Thursday night?
How much juice do you think that the coaching staff, the new coaching staff has in Arizona against the ownership, though? I mean, that's the real question here.
I don't think
ownership. Do you walk in and get to pick who you want?
I don't think you go out and hire a quote-unquote whiz kid. I get he's not, you know, he's not a kid anymore. But you don't go out and hire Cliff Kingsbury unless you're buying all into his system.
I would tend to agree with that. And I think that's probably the big question there.
And that's what you root for if you're a Steelers fan. You root for Murray to go number one. You root for Haskins to go number six to the Giants. And then you root for the Dolphins and the Broncos both saying, there could be a run on quarterbacks.
The Steelers
here.
Do need that run on quarterbacks and on
get a couple offensive
guys.
Linemen thrown in there too,
right?
Just for good measure.
Just guys that aren't Devin. They need the quarterback. They need those quarterbacks to kind of stack though.
Them. Yes, and they need teams in the top 10 to say, hey, where better could I have an impact on offense? Whether it be a skill position player or a lineman to protect my quarterback,
right.
Where better could I make an impact than in the top 10 of the draft and have a run on those kind of guys? And have those defensive players trickle down.
Because if White goes like between 5 and 8 or so, then Bush could go and they would only need to jump up to 12 or 14.
Yeah, and if Devin White were to slide beyond, who's at 8? It's Detroit. So if Devin White were to somehow make it all the way down to, say, I don't know, Buffalo 9, Denver 10, Cincy 11, now you're in a really good spot. That's when you say, okay, if somebody might be after Devin Bush in the next 4 or 5 picks, but we can, not easily, but we can stomach now what we have to give up to trade up to get that guy. Because that's what it becomes Thursday night, is sitting there watching and waiting with every pick that comes in. Is this going to be another impact defensive player, or is this going to be a pick that maybe makes it easier for the Steelers to get the guy that they want?
Jim, what do you think it's going to be?
I don't think his name's going to be Devin.
No.
I think everything, the stuff that maybe I haven't read enough mock drafts yet, but everything I see has both of those guys going 10 or earlier. And I, it's just the price that the Steelers, I'd do it. I really would. Like I said yesterday, I'd consider throwing in a third round pick next year or something just to sweeten it.
Right.
And all the picks, they got 10 picks, and you heard Kevin Colbert run down the thing about having, you know, 51 guys who have NFL
experience.
If they
draft 10 guys, maybe 7 of them, maybe, are making the
maybe.
Team. Maybe.
Yeah.
That would be best case scenario.
Yeah, so throw in. But again, the guys that would be the guys who probably wouldn't make it, the guys, you know, way at the end of the draft, what are those picks worth to others? Although, you know, and Colbert again yesterday talked about it. Every time they do it, they throw out, you know, we say throw in a 7th round pick. And then he comes back with Brett Keisel. He comes back with Kelvin Beachum, a 6th-round pick. We all know who was picked in the 6th round.
Right.
You know, so there is late value. It's just that it happens infrequently.
Well, and they're going to try and hit as well as they can on those 2nd and 3rd-round picks too, because they believe that's where they do their best work, I think, in the 2nd and 3rd rounds, where this draft is supposed to be deepest as well.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.